أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه فظلموا بها فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين. وقال موسى يا فرعون إني رسول من رب العالمين حقيق على ألا أقول على الله إلا الحق قد جئتكم ببينة من ربكم فأرسل معي بني إسرائيل. قال إن كنت جئت بآية فأت بها إن كنت من الصادقين. فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين. قال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون. قالوا أرجه وأخاه وأرسل في المدائن حاشرين. يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم. At length we had sent Musa alayhi salam after them with our signs to Fir'aun and his chiefs, and they rejected them. So see what was the end of those who made mischief. And Musa alayhi salam preached to his people and Fir'aun, O Fir'aun, I am the Rasul of the Rabb of the worlds, for whom it is just right that he says nothing about Allah Ta'ala but the truth. I have brought to you clear proofs from your Rabb, so release the Bani Israel with me. So Fir'aun replied, if you are true in what you are saying, in kunta ji'ta bi'ayatin, if you have a proof, then present it if you are telling the truth. So Musa alayhi salam had threw his rod, and behold, it was a serpent clear to see. And he drew out his hand, and behold, it was white and radiant for all those that wanted to see. قَالْ مَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنِ, the chiefs of the people of Fir'aun say, this is a sorcerer well versed, and he intends to drive you out from your land. Then what is your counsel? What's your suggestions? They replied, spare him and his brother for some time, and send to the cities people that will collect, men that will collect and bring up all well-versed sorcerers. At length, the sorcerers came to Fir'aun, and they said, إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Undoubtedly, we will have a reward if we are the ones to win. Fir'aun said, yes, and you will be raised up to positions closest to me. Then the sorcerers spoke to Musa alayhi salam at the time of the challenge. O Musa, will you have the first throw or shall we throw first? So Musa alayhi salam replied, you may have the first throw. So they threw their rods. When they threw their rods, the eyes of people were bewitched and they were overawed, and they had come with a great deal of magic. We had commanded Musa alayhi salam, throw your rod, and behold, it became a serpent and swallowed all what they had faked up. Immediately the truth was confirmed, and all that which they had made up was proven false. فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ, and here they were defeated, and they were made to look small and disgraced. Immediately the sorcerers saw this, witnessed this, and they fell down in prostration, saying, "We believe in the Rabb of the worlds, the Rabb of Musa and Harun alayhi salam." Fir'aun said, "Amantum bihi, do you people believe in him before I can allow you? This is nothing but a plot that you have planned in the town, that you may drive out its people therefrom. Then soon will you see what is the consequence of your doing. I will amputate your hands and your feet from the opposite ends, and then I will put you to the cross, killing you." They replied, "In any effect, inevitably we must return to our Rabb, and you only show revenge against us for no other reason, simply because we believe in the verses of our Rabb when they come to us. Our Rabb, grant us perseverance and take our souls away in Islam in state of obedience." وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون, and the chiefs of the people of Fir'aun said, "Will you people leave Musa and his people that they may do mischief in the earth and abandon you and your gods?" So Fir'aun replied, "We will kill their children, we will kill their sons and spare their women, and we have irresistible strength over them." Musa alayhi salam said to his people, "Ask Allah Ta'ala's help and wait patiently, for the earth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. He will inherit it to whomsoever of his servants he pleases, and the good result, the good ending are for those that are righteous." So they say to Musa alayhi salam, "Udina min qabli an ta'atiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana," that we had always had trouble before you could come to us and after you had come to us. Musa alayhi salam then says to them, "It is likely that your Rabb will destroy your enemies, and he will appoint you as successors into the earth, and see how you behave and how you conduct yourselves." The important note here is, فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ. Rasuls had come to people with convincing proofs, arguments, proofs, to convince them that what they were saying is the word of Allah Ta'ala. But مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ, what they had rejected initially, then they weren't the ones to believe in it. No matter what proofs were presented before them, what miracles were presented before them, but because initially they had rejected, for them to retract and for them to come to the realization and acknowledge the truth became like an impossible matter. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says that this unfortunately is even the attitude of those that are known as pious amongst us, that if they have to reject something at the beginning, they have to opt for a certain path, a certain view, then no matter what proofs are presented before them, what arguments come before them, but they aren't the ones to believe in them. They feel retracting now will be too late, or it's against our integrity and pride. We've already rejected it once, we've already taken a certain path, now something else is presented before us. So this is the point where the roads close up to a person. He can't see well, he can't reason well, he can't apply himself correctly. The pride gets the better over him, that I've already taken a certain path, now I must move away from this path. So this was the same outstanding and subtle feature of these people in the past. This was the cause of their destruction, and in fact it is the cause of the destruction of all people in all times, that the pride and arrogance have the better over them.